Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Cliff Inico back on the show. Cliff is a long time, let me see when he got here, 14-year member of our Brain Trust. How about that? And Cliff is an attorney. He's specializing in small business. He's the author of a bunch of books, including the eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Answer book and many others. And he's our good friend, Cliff Inico. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. It's always a pleasure, man.
It's good to have you back, as always. One of the things, Cliff, that I know you've been writing about is your expectations for post-pandemic living, for how you would be moving around and how you'd be behaving and what precautions you would be taking. You've written about that recently with a fair amount of feedback. One of the things that I've been reminding people about is that unlike other transitions out of tough times, like after 2008 and 9, this one's going to be different because this was a health challenge, not just an economic challenge. It was a health challenge. It became an economic challenge. But when the economy picks back up, as it's picking back up, plenty of people are going to have, everybody is going to have a different health safety expectation. And as businesses, we're going to have to be prepared to deal with all of those. We have to be sensitive to that. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, I always tell people, you know, this is not about freedom. This is not about your opinion. This is not about what you think. This is about survival and adapting. And what we're going to be seeing, I think, over the next few months is that people are going to be adjusting to the new normal in different ways. And you as a small business owner have to be sensitive to that. You have to be responsive to that. There are some people that are going to rip off the masks and party like it's 2019. There are some people that are going to be, you know, wanting proof that you're vaccinated before they'll even be in a room with you. And there's going to be everything in between. You know, what you need to do is to figure out, you know, is to read the tea leaves as best you can with the understanding, Jim, and I got to say this, it's like a famous Hollywood producer once said, nobody knows anything right now. Not
right.
You, not me, not anybody.
Right.
This
that's right.
We're going to be in a very, you know, new situation the next few months. But what you have to do as a business owner is read your customers and adapt to what they want, not what you think they should do.
And the challenge, though, is going to be when five or six people are in your business, or 26, and they all have different expectations. And so as a customer, we're going to have to be sensitive to the business owner who's trying to please everybody. We're going to have to be a little more understanding of that. If somebody decides they need to move away from me, well, of course that would be normal for me, but I'm going to have to get over that. If somebody, you know, looks at me if they've got a mask on and they lower their eyebrows because I don't, you know, I'm just going to have to let that go. I mean, we're all going to have to be aware, as you said, we're entering uncharted territory.
That's right, precisely. See, I've been saying that for years, Jim. You know, I'm a lawyer by trade, and, you know, nobody wants to be, you know, so social distancing is easy for me because nobody wants to be within 6 miles of a lawyer.
I was going to say, people have said, why would I get within 6 feet of Blasingame? How is that different, right?
That's exactly right. But that's the key. You got to read the tea leaves, and don't be afraid to talk to your customers, you know, and get their sense of, you know, what's going to make you comfortable, what is it going to take, you know, you know, should I be wearing my vaccination badge on a lanyard around my neck? You know, would that make you feel more comfortable? You know, and as for the employees, I think you need to sit down with them and say, look, this is not about us. This is about our customers. It's about making them comfortable so we can survive here. You know,
right.
When you leave here, you can do whatever the heck you want. You know, we're not going to put, I have no opinion on what you do personally in your personal life. you know, but we have to be sensitive to, you know, to the people that we're dealing with. And maybe, you know, they do, you know, rip off their masks and they want a party like it's 2019, in which case you follow suit, you know, but be sensitive that not a lot of people that a lot of people are going to be holding back for at least a while. They're still going to be wearing masks in public. I mean, I probably will.
We're not really going to know what the new level is for maybe a year.
For a long time. That's exactly right. We have another year. Yeah. I mean, I think we have another year to go, Jim. That's my personal opinion before things settle down and we have a sense of what the new normal is going to be. We're not there yet.
With outbreaks, potentially more outbreaks, that sort of thing. Look at what's happening in Michigan right now. Michigan and I think even Canada is having more outbreaks. So we're going to take a quick break, come right back and talk about a completely different topic. What happens when you sell your business and the buyer wants to use SBA financing? Does that impact you? Cliff Inico has a report after the break. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassen, Games and Wins.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.